As anybody who has worked with brain-damaged people or taken care of demented parents has learned the hard way, well-functioning frontal lobes are crucial for harmonious relationships with our fellow humans. Realizing that other people can think and feel differently from us is a huge developmental step for 2- and 3-year-olds. They learn to understand others' motives so they can adapt and stay safe in groups that have different perceptions, expectations, and values. Without flexible, active frontal lobes, people become creatures of habit, and their relationships become superficial and routine. Invention and innovation, discovery and wonder, all are lacking. Our frontal lobes can also, sometimes, but not always, stop us from doing things that will embarrass us or hurt others. We don't have to eat every time we're hungry, kiss anybody who rouses our desires, or blow up every time we're angry. But it's exactly on that edge between impulse and acceptable behavior where most of our troubles begin. The more intense the visceral, sensory input from the emotional brain, the less capacity the rational brain has to put a damper on it. Identifying danger, the cook and the smoke detector. Danger is a normal part of life, and the brain is in charge of detecting it and organizing our responses. Sensory information about the outside world arrives through our eyes, nose, ears, and skin. These sensations converge in the thalamus, an area inside the limbic system that acts as the cook within the brain. The thalamus stirs all the input from our perceptions into a fully blended autobiographical soup, an integrated, coherent experience of, "This is what is happening to me." The sensations are then passed on in 2 directions, down to the amygdala, 2 small almond-shaped structures that lie deeper in the limbic unconscious brain, and up to the frontal lobes, where they reach our conscious awareness.